Each month, we talk with the charity British Blind Sport. Now, they encourage blind and partially sighted people to get more active into more sports, more leisure activities, for fitness, for health, and perhaps even a profession as well. They also work very closely with sporting bodies and businesses to make access to things like sports centres and gyms more accessible. Today, we are looking ahead to April to a new conference, and to tell us more, we have with us Kian Saville. Tell us about the conference.
British Blind Sport have been running a programme called See My Voice for 3 years now. I believe I was actually on this show when it first started. And the whole point of the project is to try and get people with visual impairment to gain skills and confidence in sport and offer them a really fantastic opportunity to meet other young people that are interested in sport and physical activity. They can share their own ideas with, but also it's mainly for us to give them a variety of workshops they can use for employability skills, or we can offer stuff regarding sports psychology and mental health. And we have national governing bodies that come to the camp and teach the young leaders all about these skills and how they fit in. It's really good because I actually attended the camp as a staff member on the first ever camp, and it worked really well because we managed to also give them enough downtime that they can all talk to each other and share their experiences in their areas, because it's a national camp.
So you've come through British Blind Sport. Was it, first of all, just as an attendee at an event and kind of worked your way through the schemes?
Yeah, so I was part of the first year of the See My Voice project. We got to the point where we were struggling to basically get all these people that were part of the project to one location to do workshops. So we decided to make the best delivery as a camp. And I completed the project on the first year. And then Liana, who is the project lead at British Blind Sport, asked me to come to the first camp to kind of be a staff member and help the next cohort come together and teach them what I've learned.
Is the conference a follow-on from the camps, or it's a conference just another way of engaging more and more people from around the UK?
Well, the conference is actually quite a special thing to both me and Liana, because we're actually bringing back many young leaders from the previous year's former reunion get-together, where we'll be giving the opportunity that the young leaders will actually run the conference and will be sharing their learning from volunteering experiences and sharing it with workforce professionals and teaching them how they can get VI people involved and showing them that actually we're more capable than it seems.
So you're bringing all this experience together from the camps then, and basically saying to, like you say, the bodies or businesses, whatever, look, here we are, this is what we can do, and more importantly, this is what you can do to be more inclusive.
Yeah, indeed. Like, we just want to show out there that visually impaired people, they may struggle with some things, but we are more than capable at loads of different things. I'm visually impaired myself, but basically we always have problems that we have to deal with, and we always have to adapt to kind of overcome that problem, which means we're always flexible, we're always adaptable on different scenarios, and we can always get involved. And it's all about trying to show the young leaders the confidence to actually speak up and let people see their voice. This is who we are. We can do this.
So the camps and See My Voice and so on, they've helped people like yourself, visually impaired young people, to find that voice and develop those skills.
The See My Voice project, for me especially, when I first did it, I set my target for 100 hours of volunteering over a year. And it kind of showed to me, with all the volunteering opportunities that I took part in, that I am more than capable in completing tasks set out by people. I've been able to kind of prove that I'm a valuable team member, and it's given me loads of skills like confidence, problem solving, leadership skills, It's also actually allowed me to help British Blind Sport at some of their other events, like National Swimming Gala, as I was like a chief timekeeper at one of their events. So I was running all the officials and volunteers and helpers. And it's all about showing people that actually you're more than capable of doing it. It's just a matter of finding that confidence within, because I feel that when it comes to VI kids, we struggle sometimes for people to hear us and see us as regular individuals. Especially when I was younger, I felt that my doctors were talking to my mum and dad rather than talking to me, when actually I was the one going through the condition.
So you've learned a great deal, and you've obviously developed those skills that you're involved even more now in organising events like this. Just finally, Kira, if people would like to learn more about perhaps the camps or the conferences, that kind of thing, what's the best way to do that?
You can either phone the office on 019-26-424247, or you can email Kian, K-I-A-N, at britishblindspot.org.uk, or Liana, L-I-J-A-N-A, at britishblindspot.org.uk, or visit our website, britishblindsport.org.uk. So we've got a deadline of the 5th of March for Camp Attendees. We're trying to get as many people involved, so if you can get a hold of us ASAP so we can get the information out to you, that would be fab.
Fantastic. Best of luck with that, Kian, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Not a problem at all.